You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tobacco use was responsible for 9.3% of the total disease burden in Australia in 2015, the latest year for which data is available. A report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows that's more than any other risk factor, contributing to the deaths of almost 21,000 people in 2015. Richard Jukes, head of the health group at the Institute, says the risks vary greatly across communities.
The burden of tobacco use on people's health was unevenly shared across Australians. For example, the impact was 50% higher for men than women, and it was much higher, 80% higher in remote areas compared to major cities. But really, the biggest disparity we found was between people living in really disadvantaged areas. The health burden was more than 2.5 times higher than that of people living in advantaged areas.
Almost half of tobacco-related health harms came through cancer, mostly lung cancer, followed by coronary heart disease and stroke. People living in the Northern Territory experienced disease rates 2.1 times higher than the normal average, while people living in remote and very remote areas experienced rates higher than those in major cities. The reasons for that include higher rates of smoking in certain areas and differences in access and use of health services. But it's not all bad news, says Mr. Jukes, with the report showing the overall burden of disease due to tobacco use has fallen substantially since 2003.
Smoking rates are decreasing. Smoking rates in Australia have gone down from 24% in the mid-90s to 12% now, and that's expected to continue. The report does project all the trends to do with population and health and smoking rates up to 2025, and found that the impact of smoking on health would continue to decline, but that it would still be very large and would still be by far the biggest modifiable risk factor for your health.
Multicultural health groups would like to see more programs targeting different ethnic communities who may be missing out on mainstream quick campaigns. Lisa Woodland is from New South Wales Multicultural Health.
One of the things that is really interesting is that in tobacco smoking, we're making great gains with mainstream population. However, there are some groups in the community that we know that need more targeted interventions to decrease their rate of smoking and the health impacts affecting their communities. And that includes a lot of the culturally and linguistically diverse communities, such as the Arabic-speaking community, Chinese communities, and Vietnamese communities.
And while the research focuses on the harms of traditional cigarettes, Miss Woodland says shisha smoking, popular among younger people in the Middle Eastern communities, is also a cause for concern.
We know that one session of shisha smoking, which lasts for about 45 minutes, is the equivalent of smoking 100 cigarettes.
The federal government this week announced an extra $5 million towards its national tobacco campaign, which started in 1997. But health advocates say more targeted investment is needed to help close the gap. Professor Sanchia Aranda is the CEO of the Cancer Council Australia.
Part of it is really around high prevalence communities, create an environment where smoking is more normal, and so in higher economic environments, smoking's become unpopular and almost a social taboo, and that's not the case in many of these environments. And we've also had less education and less particularly health literacy in those communities, and tackling Indigenous tobacco campaigns, for example, are really good ways of addressing that.
The Institute of Health and Welfare says Australia has made significant progress in reducing smoking rates, with daily smoking almost halving since the early 1990s. In 2016, 12% of Australians smoked daily, one of the lowest rates among Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development countries. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.